Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So many people were out, lots of families, lots of little children. It was great. The weather was beautiful. And then around 5, we decided to head back to the hotel, and we went down a side street, and then all of a sudden we heard lots of people screaming and crying and yelling, and I'm like, well, what's going on here?
I came just to hear, and I was skating down the street with my headphones in, so I wasn't really aware of what was going on. It wasn't until the van started to come to this area just behind me where it was striking people and hit the kiosk that I then heard it, because it was right next to me.
But somebody was screaming, and then everybody started to run because they're screaming from behind, and everybody just ran forward.
On Thursday afternoon, a terrorist attack hit the streets of Barcelona. As pedestrians walked along a popular tourist boulevard called Las Ramblas, a van sped onto the sidewalk, mowing down people in the crowd. So far, at least 14 deaths and more than 100 injuries have been reported. ISIS claimed responsibility for the attack through their news agency, Amaq. Raül Romeva is Minister of Foreign Affairs for the Catalan government, and he says the first priority is attending to the victims and their families.
I have to say that the reaction of the population, but also of the police and the institution has been of a very high quality. So far, this is the main priority. The second priority, of course, is still following up the investigation. As you probably heard, we have some detainees. So far, we have 4 detainees, which means that while the operation is still open, we're still looking for other possible people that could be involved on that attack. And as long as this is open, we cannot be more specific. Once the investigation will be closed, we will make public the results. But so far, these are the 2 priorities that we are focusing on.
It's the latest in a string of vehicle attacks in Europe over the last 2 years, but it's also the first major act of terror in Spain since the 2004 Madrid train bombings. Here with the latest from Barcelona is Fiona Govan. She's editor for The Local in Spain, and she's in Barcelona now. Fiona, welcome.
Thank you.
Describe the area of Las Ramblas where this attack took place, the layout of Las Ramblas, and why pedestrians in this place may have been a target.
Well, anyone who's been to Barcelona will know that it really is the kind of throbbing artery of the city, of the old part of the city. It's in the old town. It's the main thoroughfare. It's a pedestrianized area with bars, tapas bars, restaurants, shops, souvenir stalls. And traditionally, people strolled up and down it under the trees and in the shade at around 5 o'clock in the afternoon, which is exactly when this attack happened yesterday. So you can imagine it's absolutely throbbing with tourists at the moment. It's the busiest week. It was a holiday earlier in the week in Spain, and so many people take their holidays in August. And although the area was pedestrianised, there are areas where cars can go on either side and at the top of the street. So this van mounted the pavement and knew exactly what it was doing in terms of choosing its target. To be honest, it's surprising that they weren't able to kill more people, because from eyewitness reports, the van was weaving from side to side and really, really ploughing people down. And it travelled about 200 yards from the road. So 13 people were killed in that spot, actually. And there was one person killed in another spot down the coast in a later attack during the night.
So who has been apprehended, Fiona, so far?
We had 5 terrorists were shot after this second attack in a town called Cambrils, which is a coastal town just down the coast. So those 5 terrorists were shot and killed by police at the scene. They were unable to travel very far in their car, although they injured 7 people, and one of those people have died since of their injuries. There's 3 other people who have been arrested by police in the last 14 hours, but importantly, the person who is presumed to be the driver of that van that carried out that first attack in Barcelona is still on the run. Now, police have released details about him. His name is Moussa Ouikib, and he is originally from Morocco, although he's had Spanish residency since 1990. And he's around 18 years old. And he is his brother's in custody, but police are searching for him. And they're also searching for 3 other people that they think were part of the cell that planned and orchestrated these these attacks.
So ISIS has claimed responsibility for this attack in Barcelona. Fiona, there have been similar car attacks elsewhere in Europe, France, of course, Nice and Paris, in the UK. Did Barcelona, Spain more broadly, consider itself a target?
Well, Spain has been on terrorist alert level 4 for the last 2 years. That's 4 out of a possible 5. And that means that the security forces have been very vigilant against attacks, although they haven't had any specific intelligence for targeted zones, which means that they weren't suspecting of an imminent attack in that named place. In the last few months, we've seen a big increase in armed police on the streets, at tourist areas, and in areas like airports, train stations, and when there's fiestas going on. They have introduced measures like bollards on pedestrian streets to try and stop potential terrorists using vehicles, which seems to be the latest weapon of choice by such groups. Within seconds of that van mounting the pavement, police were there. So I think that's why it was avoided that there could have been so many more people hurt and killed.
And of course, Spain was a target of a major attack in 2004 on the train system outside of Madrid. So Spain has, unfortunately, some deep experience with terrorism, and it sounds like the country was prepared, but not necessarily prepared for this.
Well, that terrorist attack in 2004 is very, very prevalent in the psyche of the Spanish people. They haven't forgotten about that attack. And really, it's been a sort of case of hoping for the best in recent times. You know, Spain has watched attacks in London, in Berlin, in Paris, in Nice, and really thought this could happen in Spain. It really could. And of course, the caliphate history of Spain with its Muslim past has made Spain more of a target in a way than some of the other places. So it doesn't come as a great surprise that an attack took place here, although of course it's deeply shocking that it occurred and people are still terribly upset about it, terribly shocked and terribly upset.
Fiona Govan with The Local in Spain, thank you for joining us.
Thanks.